My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you and greetings. Assembled here, and I'll explain where here is in a moment, are four friends of mine who will be sorting out a few facts and fancies concerning music. Meet then John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Here is, in a word, or rather in two words, Kneller Hall, famous, of course, as the home of the Royal Military School of Music. And that is why, John, your opening question arises out of this superb sound. John, that flourish had me looking up details about cavalry trumpets and similar instruments, and I came across a book reference to the Kneller Hall soprano. I wonder, can you enlighten me, the Kneller Hall soprano?
Well, I don't know. Is this during the time of the Royal Military School of Music?
Or
the
Royal School of Military Music? Oh, yes, it's very much to do with the Royal Military School of Music.
Well, then I suppose some of them were young enough to have a piping trouble.
Just beforehand, we were shown the museum, and there's a soprano in there.
Aha, yes. What does she look like?
It looked like a clarinet with a horn at the bottom.
Soprano cornet.
Ah, well.
Soprano cornet.
Yes, we're getting a little confused. Actually, the Kneller Hall soprano that I found a reference to was a special trumpet pitched in B-flat, a soprano trumpet.
Well, I was given a drink at that moment and I looked away.
Frank, it's your turn. Here is a seasonal message addressed to Santa from Ella. It's something known in the jazz world as a rushing blues. After we've heard a few bars, I wonder if you can tell us why.
It's Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Yes, it's Christmas time, and I want to see Santa Claus. Gonna ask him for my baby. Ain't that a
rushing blues. What do they mean?
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Go on.
Yeah. Well, rushing is a thing that American students, when they go to college, have to face. Rushing is when all the secretaries of groups and societies pile in on these poor young students when they arrive and try to get them to join these various societies. And if a student, as a lot of them do, join everything in sight from nerves, they then have no time to study. And this kind of gloom that settles over them is the rushing blues.
What a very interesting point. Do you happen to know the other answer, or shall I ask Dennis?
Have you got an inferior story?
Well, I've got the true story. Do you happen to know why it's called a rushing blues?
I can only think of Jimmy Rushing.
That's, he wrote it and made it famous. Jimmy Rushing, blues singer.
What an implausible story.
Count Basie's famous Jimmy Rushing, yes. Ian, some traditional Christmas music sung by an excellent choir. Ian, that choir, formed in 1876, enjoyed a sequence of most distinguished choral directors. Stanford, Walford Davis, Vaughan Williams, Bolt, and more recently two conductors whom I had the privilege of calling by their first names. Who, please, and which choir?
Well, it must be the Bach Choir.
Yeah, the Bach Choir.
And the first, Reginald Jakes.
Yes, that's right.
And the second would be Sir David Wilcox.
Absolutely.
And Reginald Jakes was the only person of whom I ever sang any Bach. Oh. And it was, I went to see him, it was about the St. Matthew Passion. And he listened to me sing, and I'd been booked by this time, so he couldn't sack me. He just said, "Bach's very difficult. I suggest you go away and do some work on it."
Oh, gosh.
And I don't think I did some work. I don't think it was any better in the performance.
A hint of asperity. Dennis, it's your turn. In one of our recent programmes, Dennis, and I quote you verbatim, you said, "I don't mind you playing me a symphony, Steve, so long as you follow it with a question about Nat Gonella." Right, who's the hero of this song and how is he feeling?
We were very lucky with that, not having to ask on the other thing, because you wouldn't have got anything coherent from me, and I received a minute shake of the head from Ian.
He doesn't know much about Vejvanovsky either.
That Nat Gonella song was called Old Man Moses Dead.
Yes, and that's how he's feeling. Right. Let's just track down one or two lines that should be familiar to you, especially around this time of year. John, yours is in a foreign tongue. Caput apri defero reddens laudes domino. What's that from?
What's it from? Head. What's the translation?
Beautifully played.
Thank you. Number 19 in the Oxford Book of Crowns. I don't think you know, do you?
No. I've got another Nat Gonella question.
Anybody in the audience know what it's called? Thank you, yes, thank you, madam. Shout out, that's it. The Boar's Head Carol. Frank, in carols, the word wassail constantly crops up. Is wassail A, the salutation when you drink someone's health, or B, a kind of liquor, or C, a festive occasion?
Now, I can give you a crisp 9 minutes on this. It so happens that my son and I wrote a book about Christmas customs and traditions. Wassail is from Old English,
yes.
Wassail, and it was originally a salutation. You said wassail, and the other fellow said drink hail, and they both drank. So it began as a salutation. The meaning was then transferred to the boozing itself.
Yes, kind of liquor.
I don't know about the yes. Yes. So they're all three, okay.
Yeah, all three, exactly.
You left out pig and whistle. But it was the origin.
We just had the pig and the hog. Yeah.
The origin of pig and whistle, wasn't it? Peg and what was it? I mean, he wrote the book, isn't it? I wrote an article about pubs.
Well, you would,
which
you?
We tracked down pub names, and apparently pig and whistle was Peggin and wassail, and Peg End was a wooden bowl, and wassail was the...
Oh, I see. The only one I know is Elephant and Castle.
Yes.
Ian.
And that's wrong.
Ian, can you place the couplet field and fountain, moor and mountain?
Yes. In a word?
Good.
It's we three kings of Holly
right.
And
Now,
Garth.
I am going to ask you to lead the audience in singing just a stanza of that. Shall we do that? We three kings.
Just a smidgen.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
What are we going on now?
Yes.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with boy beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding.
Well done.
Yes. You happen to know that I'm mentioned in that. Frank, Incense and Muir.
Right. On with the quiz. Dennis, the very sod.
Beg your pardon?
The very sod. Can you place those words?
I'm not going to lead the audience into singing. The very sod.
The very sod.
The very start of you. I'll buy that.
It's from Good King Wenceslas. Heat was in the very sod that the saint had planted. Popular vocalists are forever announcing, I'm going to sing a little number. If they then go on to sing 76 trombones, or T for two, then they are indeed singing numbers. 76 plus 2 would be 78. So, pens, ink and paper at the ready, please. You might like to try this at home as well. It's an addition sum. Every time you hear a number, or what sounds like a number, write it down. And then at the end, we'll see if anybody's got the right total when they're all added together. Okay? Here we go.
As I was walking normally, I heard two corbies macking a mean.
Doubt if you do any thinking about me while I'm doing 17 years.
Ay, 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 like you to hold me tight. You are too divine.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a fine condensing store.
It lasts, it sings, the world is in rhyme, swinging to three-quarter time.
The last number was 4,700,891, in case you missed it.
4,700,891.
I wonder how you got on. John, have you got a total yet?
No.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, who do we appreciate? Da, 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 have a go.
20,
give me a total. Just totals all round. Hang about, will you? Anybody got a total
hours
yet?
Hours to work this out.
Yeah. Yeah. I make it.
Dennis,
I don't know.
5,000.
Five million. Go on.
700,038.
And 38. Right. Frank, a total.
And three quarters.
Yeah, a total, Frank.
I always think it's best to go to the other end of the bracket.
There was
four. Four, right.
You never know.
It's like guessing the weight of a cake at a garden fete, isn't it?
There was a three quarters on the end because there was 3-4 times.
Yes, thank you. Have you got the rest of it apart from the three quarters?
I'm not very good at adding.
Yeah, right. And Dennis, something plus three quarters. Dennis, you've got.
Oh, well, I got 300 plus 2 plus 17 plus 8 plus 1 million plus 15 plus three quarters plus 4,007,891.
I got that too.
Plus 5.
I think you're probably right, actually. Yeah. Anyway, let's check. In that montage of songs, Ian Wallace on a record sang 100 pipers 3 times, so that's 300. Kenneth McKellar added trois, that's 2 corbies. Mm-hmm. Marty Robbins gave us 17 years. Carmen Miranda sang two hold me tight, and so that's 2. And she also sang you are 2, 2, 2, 2, 2.
She also sang I, which is Roman for 4.
I've got it down as Roman for 5.
There are 6 of those eyes.
You know.
Leighton and Johnston's $1 million baby was in a 5 and 10 cent store, so that's 1,000,015. Yeah. Ella Fitzgerald sang 2 3-quarter times, so that's 2 3/4.
She kept on saying one duffel.
No. Richard Stilgo sang his number, which was 4,700,891. I make that, though nobody else does, a grand total for those of you trying it at home of 5,701,239¾. In this next round, which features the voice of Kirita Kanua, I'll be asking Frank and Dennis to provide a fourth line of a lyric. In Frank's case, one came before her and said, beseeching, I have fortune and I have land. If you will share in the goods of my household, da-di-di-da-di-di-da-di-di, and.
That's your
You
line,
can
please.
Play trombone no. in my brass
no, I'll
band.
I'll ask you later on.
No,
I'll ask you a bit later.
Right. Dennis, that's the idea, then.
Just, that's the idea, right. Yes, indeed, thank you, yes. Dennis, your three lines. I have a bonnet trimmed with blue. Do you wear it? Yes, I do. I will wear it when I can. Right, while you two are working on that, John, here's a familiar song for you, posing a geographical question.
As I came through Sandgate, through Sandgate, through Sandgate, as I came through Sandgate, I heard a lassie sing. Hear me, the Kilro, the Kilro, the Kilro, hear me, the Kilro.
Kirita Carnova. John, as I came through Sandgate, I heard a lassie sing. But surely Sandgate is in Kent.
My experience is that if you look up any town, there are usually about five of them.
Yes.
In America, about 75 yes. of each.
I will...
If you look in the Swedish dictionary, just the word, the letter A, there are seven of those.
I will buy
so
this...
you ask me about yes. Sandgate? Yes.
I will buy this answer, absolutely. Of course it's a place in Kent, but it's also a street in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, down near the river there. Right. Ian, moving over to you, a song by Dame Keary that I'm sure you must have sung. Who was the composer?
The sun is a-shining to welcome the day. Hey, oh, the folk are all a-singing so merry and gay. Hey, oh, the stars of the green are as fine as can be, with trinkets and tokens and greeting to see. So
come to the fair. Who wrote it, Ian?
Somebody called Easthope Martin.
Absolutely right.
Easthope Martin is also a shopping precinct in Berwick-on-Tweed.
To which I can only reply, very like. Kiri Takanawa again with the opening lines of an island spinning song. I'll give you those first three lines, Frank, for you to come in. One came before her and said, beseeching, I have fortune and I have land. If you will share in the goods of my household...
Let us all go down the Strand.
Gee, that's a great title for a song. Right. Back to Dame Keary.
I have a bonnet trimmed with blue. Do you wear it? Yes, I do. I will wear it when I can.
Dennis, I have a bonnet trimmed with blue. Do you wear it? Yes, I do. I will wear it when I can.
To show I am a Chelsea fan.
That's super. So right as well. A correspondent writing on the subject of Roy Plumbey's famous radio series made a slight slip of the pen and called it Desert Island Discs. Leads me to ask you a suitable tune, composition for a desert island. Much more succulent than a desert one. John, a desert island?
His Boy Plumbey's programme, isn't it?
Boy Plumbey, yes, yes, yeah. Yes, Boy Plumbey.
Well, the Guardian the other day talked about Wagner's last opera, and with a lovely misprint, they called it Farcival.
One
and
thing
the particular ate. Bit of music I should like, you know, the third act is Easter, so I should like to have some of the Food Friday music.
Yes, yes, a similar misprint, first letter. Yes, lovely. Frank, a desert island song?
I think I would skip the dessert and just go on to the Bach's Coffee Cantata.
Oh, yes, yes, right. Yes, good idea. Ian, a desert island disc?
Perhaps the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh, yes.
Which would do very well for Roy Plumley. Or Love for Three Oranges.
Yes, the Prokofiev. Dennis, you hadn't thought of Love for Three Oranges, had you?
No.
What have you got?
Wish I had. I've got A Walk in the Black Forest Ghetto. Or if Sir would care to have a selection, there's the Trolley Song.
Of course, yes. Push the trolley around, yes. Yes. Our producer suggested putting on the Ritz, but never mind that.
Resign.
End of quiz, but that leaves time for a touch of singing all round. Frank, first, goes back more than 40 years for a song about the lights of London, written when the streets were as dark as the inside of a sandbag.
I'm gonna get lit up when the lights go up in London. I'm going to get lit up like I've never been before. You will find me on the tiles. You will find me wreathed in smiles. I'm going to get so lit up, I'll be visible for miles. The city will sit up when the lights go up in London. We'll all be lit up like the fleet, only much more. And before the party's played out, they will fetch the fire brigade out to the littest, uppest scene you ever saw.
By Hubert Gregg. John sings for us a Christmas poem by Phyllis McGinley with music by Penelope Thwaites, based on those 12 days of Christmas and their daily gifts.
What shall my true love have from me to pleasure his Christmas worthily? A partridge has flown from our pear tree. Summers, others, gongs and the geese, milkmaids or drummers would leave him little peace. I've no gold ring and no turtle dove, so what can I bring to my true love? He shall have all I can best afford, no pipers playing, no limping lord, but a fine fat hen for his Christmas. Two little daughters first in the row to be worn like pinks in his buttonhole, and the tree of my heart with its curling linnet, my evergreen heart, and the bright bird in it.
Thank you. Dennis has a Noel Coward song. He's feeling absolutely A1, but the song's about the A3.
Right. Give me the Kingston bypass on a Saturday afternoon in a brand new Bugatti made in Cincinnati or a fairly flash Fraser Nash town saloon, watching the summer sky pass in a carbon monoxide swoon. Is to me more romantic than a South Atlantic cruise. If I had to choose, I'd tearfully, cheerfully wipe out the sins that clutter my decks. To take a Humber snipe out, I'd even sacrifice sex. But in our pre-war seven, that was the apple of my father's eye. All I can do is join the push by queue and let the bypass pass by.
Thank you. Ian's song is just coming up to its centenary. 1885 was the year in which the public first met the most humane of all Mikados.
My object all sublime I shall achieve in time, to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
prosy, dull society sinners who chatter and bleat and bore are sent to hear sermons from mystical Germans who preach from 10 to 4. The amateur tenor whose vocal villainies all desire to shirk shall during off hours exhibit his powers to Madame Tussaud's waxwork. The lady who dyes a chemical yellow or stains her grey hair puce or pinches her figure is painted with vigour and permanent walnut juice. The idiot who in the railway carriages scribbles on window panes, we only suffer to ride on a buffer in parliamentary trains. My object all sublime I shall achieve in time, to let the punishment fit to the crime, the punishment fit the crime. An apex prison of pent I willingly represent, a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
Well, innocent merriment is the best way to describe the scoring system in this game. Just for the record, I see it's been a victory here at Kneller Hall for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Bye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Pete Atkin.